Beach FM, locals talking to locals.
His name is Goff. He's the company director of this company called Beer Nuts Production in Australia. Australia's most exciting and innovative production company, founded by Goff in about 2006. But I want to know from Goff, after I've introduced him, to find out how he got the name Beer Nuts for a start off. Good afternoon, Goff.
G'day, Nigel. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, we've got no choice, I don't think. Aussie, leading production man in the world, and he's blind. How do you do it, Goff?
Well, with great difficulty, but I get by somehow. But answer your question in your intro, Nigel, I figure that people could drink a beer, eat some nuts, and enjoy my productions. So hence the name Beer Nuts Productions.
Sounds like it was devised over an afternoon session over there, by the sounds of it.
Well, it may have been afternoon into the evening, perhaps.
Yes, that's right. Well, tell us, Beer Nuts Production, what do you actually produce, Goff?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we've got 16 films that we've actually made, one feature film and the rest are short films, plus we've got some audio downloads and also some books, and all of them can be viewed and downloaded from the Beer Nuts Productions website. We're fully independent, so but we mainly focus on films and movies.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, we've got to go back to the start. Were you legally blind when you were born, or did you happen to develop blindness as you progressed through life?
No, so when I had the whooping cough immunisation, I had a bad reaction to that. I had a hemorrhagic stroke, which is like a brain hemorrhage / stroke kind of a situation. And so that's what caused me to lose my eyesight. So I believe you're about 12 weeks old when you have your immunisation shot for whooping cough. So that's how I lost my eyesight.
But it hasn't slowed you down by the sounds of it. The first legally blind person to write, produce, edit, direct and star in a feature film, unassisted. How do you do that, Goff?
Well, I write the projects myself. All the scripts on the website are my own, so I have a very solid idea of what I want the film to, you know, feel and look and sound like and all of that kind of stuff. So then it's just a matter of getting the actors in who are right for the parts, and making sure that, obviously, the number one problem I have is communication. I've got to make sure that I communicate my ideas really clearly to the cast and the crew so they know exactly what it is that I'm after. And then once they're on board and they get what it is that I want, we film just like any other film shoot. And I do have a sighted guide with me that helps me when it comes to filming, to make sure that, you know, everybody actually gets on the screen, because that obviously helps. And then when it comes to editing, I do that by sound. So it's kind of, for me, it's a little bit like editing a 90-minute radio commercial, because I actually, when I finished high school, my first job was in radio as an audio producer, doing their ads and promos and all that sort of stuff. So I didn't sort of know it at the time, but it was really good training for what I do now in regards to editing up my work and directing the voiceover talent and so forth.
So how do you actually select a person for a position? I mean, audio, that's okay, but I mean, you may need a specific person in looks for the part. How do you do that?
Well, I send it, it's very similar to a normal film, really, in that, you know, I send out the brief to the talent agency. So, for example, I might need, I don't know, a 30-year-old single mother, for example. So I send that brief out to the talent agency. They send me submissions. They come in and the actors come in, and I audition them like any other actor. So I mainly look for, obviously, their acting ability is by far and away far more important than their look. So I'm always more interested in that they can, because most of my stuff is comedy-based, so I make sure that they can deliver my jokes and all of that sort of stuff that I'm after, and they understand the humour and all that kind of stuff, and that's sort of how I go about casting the actors.
Mm. I believe you do a little bit of stand-up comedian work, do you?
Yes. Well, I used to, when I was younger, when I was working in radio in the daytime, I did stand-up comedy at nighttime. So, it was great training in regards to performance and writing. So I didn't really know at the time, but I was kind of doing a bit of an apprenticeship, I suppose you could call it, for the Beer Nuts Productions Day.
Sure. So you've been to overseas countries, obviously, to practice and get a bit of experience?
Yep, absolutely, yeah. So back in the early 2000s, I packed my bags and I went around the UK and America and Canada touring as a comedian, which was fantastic. I mean, I encourage all young people to travel because it's a wonderful life education, as well as obviously you see some great sights and meet some amazing people and do some wonderful things, but it's a wonderful education traveling. So yeah, it was great for me, and I met some wonderful people and some great contacts. And yeah, then when I got back to Australia, that's when I started up Beer Nuts Productions and started making my film.
Right, so do we see some of these films over here in New Zealand?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So everything is available for direct download off the Beer Nuts Productions website. So all you need to do is jump on your computer and go to beernutsproductions.com, and you can download everything just directly off the website. So you can download onto your phone, your tablet, Android, whatever. So we're available no matter what you've got. We cater for it. So you can watch all 16 of our films directly off the Beer Nuts Productions website.
Mm. And do you do adverts for companies and that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Like we have tried to get a bit of sponsorship in the past. We do a bit of everything, really. Like I say, we've got the audio downloads and books as well up there. So there's whatever people are into. And we try and do different type of genres as well. Like, we do have a feature-length documentary, which you talked about in the intro, but we've also got comedy sketches and short films and more dramatic pieces as well. So I try and mix it up so that people obviously don't get bored with what I'm doing. You've got to make it interesting for the people. So I always try and mix it up and make it nice and interesting for everybody.
So you're on television as well, obviously.
Well, I mean, we do actually have a little TV series on the Beer Nuts Productions website. So, yeah, people can download a little TV series that I did, which was kind of like a interview chat show, sort of like a Michael Parkinson-style chat show sort of thing, where I interview a bunch of fake famous people and we delve deep into their crazy lives. So people hopefully will find that quite humorous.
Do you find you're an inspiration to those perhaps younger folks who are blind as to get into something like this, or into something that really keeps them going rather than sit back and, you know, feel a bit morbid about it?
Well, I don't really like to think of it like that, mainly because I think that everybody, no matter who you are or what you are or what you're doing, I mean, we all have a responsibility to... I believe that everyone's got a talent in life, no matter what it is, whether they're a mechanic or a cook or a filmmaker or school teacher or whatever. Everybody's got a skill and a talent, and so it's your responsibility then to make sure that you grab that skill and talent and take it as far as you absolutely can. So, you know, I don't think disability really should come into the equation at all. I believe that my skill and talent is filmmaking, so I'm going to pursue that with a great zeal and hopefully, you know, make people laugh and entertain folks with the films that I make. So I don't really think disability should come into it. You know, you've got to pursue your passion and your talent with everything you got, no matter what.
Absolutely. So what are you producing at the moment?
Well, we've just done a short film, which is a mockumentary on the fitness industry. So making fun out of the personal trainers and all that sort of stuff, called A Day in the Life of a Personal Trainer.
Ah.
So we sort of go through this this personal trainer's life and see how she's a bit cuckoo bananas. So, yeah, people have been really laughing and really enjoying that mockumentary. And obviously that's available through the Beer Nuts Productions website. And so people can just download that directly off beernutsproductions.com.
So you come up with the ideas, or do you have other people coming up with ideas?
No, it's all my own work. So, yeah, like I said before, we're fully independent. So I write the scripts. So that particular script was actually based on one of the trainers that actually works at my gym that I attend. She's a bit out there, a bit crazy, and I thought to myself after meeting her for a little while, I thought, I think I need to write your character down because you're a bit out there. So I wrote her sort of personality down and then turned it into a script, and we produced it and made it, and it's a 25-minute short film on the website for people to enjoy.
I should imagine with your political scene over there, you could write plenty of satires of that situation, couldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, our political scene deserves mockery, I believe. So yes, there's quite a bit of political satire through the website. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, great talking to you, Gough. And you might come to New Zealand sometime, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. It's quite funny, actually. I've been to some wonderful places around the world, but for some reason I've never gone to the one place that's closest to me in New Zealand. So I am very eager and very keen to come over, because I do hear it's a lovely country. So I can't wait to visit and maybe film over there, because you've got some fantastic locations and cast and crew. So it'd be marvellous to come over there and do a film one day.
We're pretty particular as to who we have into the country, Gough, so I'll just give you that warning now, okay?
Fair enough. I'll be on my best behaviour.
Gough, lovely talking to you. You are an inspiration, and we'll get on to your Beer Nuts website, and people can have a look at what you're producing.
Thank you so much, Nigel. I really appreciate your time.
No trouble.
106.3 Beach FM.